intermittent fasting, also known as 18-6 or 24 or OMD, which is one meal daily, and a million other names and ideas. Although it's not really a revolution in nutrition or in eating patterns, intermittent fasting has been gaining major publicity lately and has a huge following on social media, celebrity mentions, and with a lot of the heavyweights in the health and nutritional game. So what's all the hype about, and is this idea for you? At its roots, it is exactly what it sounds like, a mini fast. You're going to skip a meal or two. Spoiler alert, you're going to live through it. Spoiler alert number two, you won't waste away and burn all your hard-earned muscle up either. You're not going to work out for years and just end up looking skinny and puny because you missed a meal. The following is the best example I can give you. After dinner one night, you go to bed, and you wake up the next morning and skip breakfast, and possibly skip lunch too, and then you have a dinner. Rinse, recycle, and repeat as needed. That's intermittent fasting. Hope you have a nice day. Wait, you want some more info? Okay, well, let's get into some more details. The above example may very easily be done, and the health benefits are a mix of both the obvious and the subliminal. First, the obvious. You're going to eat less. You're going to lose weight most likely just because of the difference in daily calories. It's very tough to cram 2,200 calories into one dinner meal, and it doesn't feel good to do so even if you can. So there's that. It's cheap. You're going to save money. You'll save time because you're not thinking about preparing 3 to 6 meals a day. It's just very simple. But rich celebrities and health gurus don't need to save money or time. They have dudes for that. Surprisingly, yes. There's actually a lot more to it. There's real science and some extraordinary benefits to both intermittent and even to the more extreme actual fasting. Intermittent fasting is known as a reduced window eating program, which fits. If my first meal was lunch after my workout, say 2 p.m., and I had dinner eaten and the dishes washed by 8 p.m., I had a 6-hour eating window, essentially an 18-hour fast. For what, you ask? Why? Because a dude at the gym is jacked and does it, of course. Because your wife's best friends are thinking and swearing by it. Because it's trending and it's cool and all the hot celebrities in Hollywood do it. You know I need a why, a real why. So how about hormone optimization, Holmes? That do anything for you? No? How about a gut reset, an autophagy, the cleaning out of bad and potentially dangerous cells, and the proliferation of new healthy cells, particularly stem cells. Yep, you still have some of these. Also, decreased insulin and the reset of insulin resistance, which is every day becoming the big deal, as in, it seems insulin just kind of screws up everything. Add to that a huge reduction in the variety of foods you eat, thereby reducing potential reactive foods. Or how about because you need to try something different, because what you're doing isn't working and you feel like crap all day? Now, after all this known entity stuff, the whole idea of a definition or what exactly is intermittent fasting gets a little blurry, as different people classify their versions differently. As in, some are very strict, and some have a little hearsay and movement. Many proponents of intermittent fasting actually are working their eating window similar to above, with 16 hours fasting, but are more than happy to add high-quality fats such as coconut oil, MCTs, or ghee, which is often added to their coffee, because they get these keto-like effects. Proponents of both keto, paleo-style, and lectin reduction diets all seem to find the intermittent fasting done this way, as in a lack of solid foods or a whole meal as their go-to diet. So is it really fasting if you're having the fats? What if you're taking some supplements and vitamins? Is coffee okay? Tea? This is where the lines blur and different people say different things. My take is to find out if any of these versions seem to work for you. When it's done like this, over a certain time frame, say a couple of weeks, it seems to really jumpstart fat loss, or better yet, fat utilization, which is true keto. You can look it up on one of my other podcasts. That's where you actually start to burn fat. So this is my version of intermittent fasting, and this is what I use because I love it. And I try it often, usually for a few days or weeks. I'm not opposed to breakfast at times, as long as it's not sugary goop and cereal. So on a day of bacon and eggs, and it sounds right, well then I'm not fasting anymore. But I will share with you my experience, which is echoed by a lot of the players in the industry. My brain works better and my gut bacteria resets. I feel super strong at workouts. I drop fat, not just weight, but fat, and I do it quickly. And I can see the difference in the mirror in just a couple days. My joints don't ache nearly as much and I get over soreness sooner. So here's my ideas on why. It's not so much the intermittent fasting. It's because a lot of the food we eat in America is crap. And you just excised a significant portion of crap out of your system when you're not eating as much. I'm quite confident I will try an extended fast for 36 to 48 hours in the next few weeks as an experiment because I have seen real world results from the intermittent style. Now note, extended fasts seem to work much more quickly, especially with true keto type results after you've prepped a system with intermittent fasting for a couple weeks. The idea is that the insulin is low and resistance has already reset, so you're already a few biological steps of where you're trying to go. You're ahead of the game. So here's a recap, because I knew there's a lot of information. It's kind of new and trendy over the last like 4 or 5 years, but it kind of died out, but I think it's coming back. And I get when I try intermittent fasting, there's just something to it. I would push all of you to at least try a version of this in the near future or just to look into it more. Understand there are multiple versions and that your social media friends may not be doing the same version of you. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all deal, nor is fasting as a whole, nor is keto, nor is low-carb, none of the internet sensation magic bullets. They don't work because it's about being personal. There is something to the whole we are eating crap and that's causing our issues, however. And although much like global warming, a lot of famous spokespeople and trolls will just deny it and these new trends until they're forced to see reality, it is happening now and it is real. You need to see what works for you and react to changes you see and feel. Start to become your own best doctor and your own best nutritionist and your own best trainer. I understand that all this directly opposed the breakfast is the most important meal of the day dogma that your mom and PE coach were adamant about. It seems like those kids on the film strips of my youth weren't actually tired at school because they were too poor to eat. It was actually because they had a really crappy home life and most likely were up all night with problems we don't even want to dive into. All right, that's kind of a crappy suggestion. I mean, no kid should go hungry. I'm just trying to make a point that our diets are the solution to all of it, to the fat gain, the disease, the feeling crappy, the sleep problems. The answer isn't anti-inflammatories, antacids, and more caffeine. Those are the treatments and band-aids. It's time to start playing with real solutions and changes, not treatments, not causes versus treatments. We all need to experiment with what works for us and look for a better way. That's what this article is all about.